The Volume.
Jenkins and Jones is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win.
Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It's Monday, November 15th, and we have got a fat show for absolutely no reason.
We got a weird one, guys.
We got a weird one.
We're going overboard.
If you've been listening to the show for a long time, I believe this is, you might call this one of those episodes. So we're going to be talking about all kinds of weird shit in a couple minutes. And we're also finishing up Marcus Thompson's Dynasties. But as always, Jenkins and Jones, hosted by my good friends, Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
With Jethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
Well, Zamp Bubba's got this cocaine in me, you know what I'm saying? Keep me up. Get this energy right. You feel me?
And,
it's really a Celsius if you're not watching.
Don't give a free ad.
I don't
want to
let them
bro.
Know I'm fucking doing coke, bro. I'm not.
No one thinks you're doing coke.
I'm not taking
on the
this
podcast,
shit to the
John.
Fucking. Fucking. Rubbing this into my gums.
I'm Gardy B, a.k.a. Mike. And yeah, I don't know. Like, this was just one of those weekends where all we did was send each other weird shit in the group chat. And that's basically what the show is today. So.
Basically.
Basically.
Let's talk. Let's talk basketball for 45 seconds. Steph is doing Steph things. The Warriors off to a great start. And we got my favorite type of basketball video, which is Steph Curry shooting a three-pointer, turning around and pointing at the fans while it's still in the air. I've never been that confident about anything in my life ever, bro.
Yeah. And the thing is, that wasn't even necessarily taunting. Like, we've seen Steph look, you know, stare down opposing benches after letting shit fly. That was a Warriors fan that he was just giving the fingers gun to. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a fucking Mentos commercial, bro. Like, that's the level that Steph has ascended to now. He's just out there shooting finger guns at his guys before the threes drop, man. We've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. Dog, I love Steph Curry. And as somebody who has hated him for, like, well, not him, the team for so long, particularly because of the fans, like, I am enjoying this Steph so fucking much. You know what I mean? Like, to me, he's just unhateable. Like, dog, like, the dude, like, shooting, turning his back, like, I need all of that shit. He's a video game at this point. I was wondering, I'm looking at this nigga, and I'm thinking, bro, are we ready to say Steph is top? How close is he to top 10? How close is Steph to a top 10 player all time?
I'd say he's, shit, about top 15-ish right now. He could crack top 10 before his career's out. That's not a hot take, I don't think.
If somebody were to say he's 10 right now, I wouldn't argue with them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't argue. I do think he's top 15, but this motherfucker is so good at fucking basketball.
Ridiculously good.
He's making it look so easy. And this is even I think he shoot like 44% from the field. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't even reached like peak mid-season Steph form. You know what I mean? And then Klay's coming back around that time. It's going to be fun as fuck watching him this season, dog. Yeah. And we got like seven more years of this, too, because he plays like he has the youngest old man game ever. You know what I mean?
Very low impact game he has.
You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, it's I mean, I think you could say the Warriors are the best team so far this young season. You know, they're only going to get better when Klay comes back. They're going to get, you know, Klay's that guy who's going to make them a better offensive team and a better defensive team. You know, he's going to impact both ends of the ball. So yeah, it's going to be scary hours when Klay comes back, man. Like, you know, Warriors could fuck around and make a run at that fucking, you know, Larry O'Brien. We'll see, man.
If they get him a Larry O'B, how are you feeling watching that shit? For me, it's nothing like the prior years. I might fuck around and celebrate if he get his finals MVP finally. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a crazy hill turn over here, guys.
It depends on if the Lakers are good enough to be in the photo, you know, of them dunking. You know what I mean?
Mike, are you still talking about that? The who?
What's that?
the what? Nigga, if they make the playoffs, I'm happy. You feel me? If they're sixth, oh my god, good job, great season, guys.
I'm saying if they're running through the Suns and the fucking Bucks, I will be rooting for the Warriors. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have any of the rivalry feeling whatsoever. I always enjoy watching them. I definitely rooted hard against them when they were playing against Braun. But
for sure,
you just can't. I don't know how you could be mad about that style. And I actually, the first time before I was particularly, before I really knew you guys, the first time I accidentally tripped into NBA Twitter was, I was just a high school sports writer talking to high school kids on Twitter. During the 2016 year or something, I tweeted when they went on like a 18-0 run in the playoffs, I tweeted, don't ever let anyone tell you basketball was better than this. Like, this is it. Like, you know, the ball moves six times and it's a fucking wet three and the team's running down to go play defense before it goes through the net. Like, this shit is fun as fuck. Like, this
That's a video game. That's a video game, nigga. Turn your TV on and watch that. You feel me?
And if you've ever played sports, you know, like, it's cool you dump it into a big guy. You watch him go to work the way we did through our entire childhood, you know, with the exception of Michael Jordan or whatever. But if you ever played organized sports, the one play a year that you have like that with your friends is the best feeling in the world. You know what I mean? Like, we're moving faster than them. We're seeing shit they're not seeing. And then you end on a wet three like that. So, no, I've always loved that team and their style. I wish they could have swallowed their pride and had LaMelo on that team.
Mm. Oh. If they had LaMelo, I'm happy with LaMelo. LaMelo needs to play where there's not a bunch of responsibility at that point. You know what I mean? Let LaMelo, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, let him ease him in. I didn't want him in that. I thought he'd be great in that situation. I'm glad he did. I'm glad he is in that situation. But Jesus Christ, dog. If they had the LaMelo we see, I don't know if he's the LaMelo we're seeing, but if he was, Jesus Christ, bro. And Clay's coming back, chip them boys, nigga. Chip them boys. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck you mean?
It feels like there's been like a 180 going on because, you know, like when LaMelo was on the boards, it felt like the Warriors were in rebuild. Like they were a few seasons away from getting back. Bro, they're in win now mode just one season after that. You know what I mean?
It's chip time, baby.
Yeah, it's chip time for sure for them. And you know, you don't have a second-year guy getting a lot of burn on squads that are in that mode. So, you know, I think it all worked out for the best, for sure.
For sure, for sure. But woo!
But if they could have swallowed their pride, though.
It's a thought.
I mean, you talk about a fit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they got fucking Andrew Wiggins being a worthwhile contributor. You know what I mean? Like they're miracle workers over there. They know what the fuck they're doing when it comes to this round ball shit over in the fucking Bay, for sure.
But I mean, Steph off ball, Clay off ball when Clay comes back, and Melo running that thing. Finding everybody and everything, nigga. Come on, man.
Here's
underarm scoop passes. God, that'd have been crazy.
I want to read you the most obnoxious NBA fucking media headline like possible. This is ESPN's top story on the NBA right now. The Warriors are the Warriors again, but did it happen too quickly?
What the fuck does that even mean?
Shut the fuck up, nigga. Niggas need that friend to be like, shut the fuck up, man. Shut your big head ass up. You know what I mean? People don't have that friend, dog. Everybody need one of them. You know what I'm saying? I got like 12 of them.
Okay.
And I need all 12 of them niggas. Yeah. Niggas, shut the fuck up.
You need them to 1, 2, 3 all together now.
Shut the fuck up. Serenade me with that shit.
Alright. It's time to do the tampering tap dance and pretend that we give a shit about this, that the NBA gives a shit about this. Probe into the Heat and Bulls tampering has reached its advanced stages, according to Woj. This is surrounding the Lonzo, Kyle Lowry sign and trades. Can we just change the rule? You know what I mean? To reflect reality. I feel like this is the, 20 years ago, this is like weed laws in America. You know what I mean? It's selectively enforced. Everyone's breaking the law. It's not helping anything to have the rules not reflect reality. Just allow tampering. It's happening all the time, every day, constantly. And that's what the modern NBA is. You can't regulate your way out of it, especially when you talk about fines and draft picks and shit. No one gives a fuck.
Damn, it's a stupid fucking rule, and like no one gives a fuck. Like we see when the clock strikes midnight on when free agency starts, motherfuckers are signing in like at 12:01, locking in. Like you did not fucking agree and come to terms in fucking 30 seconds. You know what I mean? Tampering happens all the time. No one is in the fucking group chats when another player reaches out to them like, yo, come to my squad. Like, hey, we can't do that. We gotta respect the rules. We'll circle back on this conversation when free agency starts. Nobody is fucking doing that, so who gives a shit, man? Couldn't give less of a fuck about tampering.
At all. I ain't got nothing else to say.
It takes Shar and I longer to figure out like who's taking the dry clothes from the dryer to the bed. You know what I mean? Then it takes these dudes to sign once free agency opens.
Yeah.
Every single one of those is a tampering violation. No one got texted at 12:00 one year, 3.5 mil, and sent back, yeah. And
right. If you aren't tampering, you stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Dog, it's part of it. Fuck it.
Yeah, you better get your ass saying tampering. You better. That's how you get motherfucking chips.
Get you a tamperer.
Right? That's how the motherfucking Heatles came to be. That's how the goddamn, fucking AD and Bron linked up for a ring. That's how motherfucking KD and Kyrie linked up. You better get out there and tamper. What the fuck you doing?
Get you some tampering going. Fuck you mean.
You ain't tampering, you ain't trying, dog.
You ain't champering.
Right? If you ain't tampering, you ain't champering. That's how fucking KD got to the Warriors. Fuck that,
you mean? More tampering, nigga.
Draymond called that man from the parking lot, dog. He was like 4 weeks away.
And
Draymond
he said
was like,
he didn't.
Come now.
He said he didn't, but he was like, please, nigga, you saw what this nigga did to us. You know what I'm saying?
What this animal did to us.
Please, help us, bro.
Statistical category, we need some help, nigga. He's a monster.
Shit, I don't blame him. I would have been in the parking lot too crying like a motherfucker if I had to go up against that Bron, nigga. That's a robot. Nigga just went up against a motherfucking goddamn T-2000. I almost was to play against him. KD, come now, nigga. Come now, god damn it.
Shit,
help. What the fuck? Help, nigga.
Please.
H-A-L-P, help.
Yeah, help.
Help me. Shit. Help!
Jesus Christ. Good for him, too. Shit.
All right. A couple people have pointed out that we have not done Booger Boy of the Week in a couple weeks. And so this is basically the rest of the pie. We've got like five Booger Boys
of the Week.
Okay, I will, when this podcast is up, producers, please text me when it's up. I will, on the at Jenkins and Jones Twitter account, link the podcast and then reply to it in order with the things we're talking about right now so you can follow along. But, John, this is what we've been sending to each other in the group chat. And the first one is a dude who's trying to fight and cocks his fist back. And, John, I will let you take it from there.
Bro, for me, I just want to ask, what the fuck is wrong with people? When I'm looking at that, I'm like, nobody's normal. You know what I mean? Like, who the fuck does this? You know, he thinks he's fucking Johnny Cage?
Describe what happened for the people who are not looking at the video.
He's grabbing a nigga about to fight him and swings his arm behind his back like that's going to help him, nigga. You know what I mean? Y'all need to stop watching video games, motherfucker. I saw that shit. I'm like, Mortal Kombat. That's what the fuck, nigga. Fuck is this Wile E. Coyote motherfucker doing, dog? Pokemon build ass. Why I oughta ass? Motherfucker, that's the weirdest shit, bro. And to me, when I look at that, all I think is nobody can fight. And it's not just him, dog. Niggas be talking a bunch of shit. We saw fucking Westbrook and Harden hit the bag. They look like fucking velociraptors. This is just further proof. We all just out here talking shit. Niggas can't even throw punches, nigga. That nigga said, why I gotta do that?
Motherfucker.
Look at the wrist. Look at the wrist action. He scooped the whole fucking hand up. What the fuck are you going to do with that? What does that add more power to the fucking punch, nigga? You Pokemon built ass motherfucker. Fuck this nigga, dog. Dog, man. He got his ass without even throwing a punch. He looked like a bitch ass nigga with that weird ass shit.
My God, dog.
The funniest shit was the shit he was talking to. He's like, "What's that? This is my goddamn motherfucking house." when he got that.
hey, but I get that, nigga. Don't pull up to nobody's house talking shit. I guess it makes sense cocking that bitch behind your back and nigga walked up to your house trying to talk shit to you. This is my motherfucking house.
This is my goddamn motherfucking house.
That nigga was beside himself, nigga. That nigga had lost his mind. Yeah.
I need the backstory on that. That looks like a beef that was a long time coming, because you don't just say that shit to like a stranger. You know what I'm saying? Because a stranger know that's your motherfucking house. Like, he's reinforcing that. Like, you keep coming around here on this bullshit, dog, and I'm sick of it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about tired of your ass, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I shoot a nigga before I cock my hand behind my arm, but my arm behind my back like that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's he arrested a different himself. Type of tired. Right. Yeah. That motherfucker scooped that shit up behind his back like, whoa.
I have I've dislocated my left shoulder twice in my life. And if I tried to do that with my left, which is my actual good hand, I guarantee you I will pull my arm out of its socket standing here in my office by myself right now. He pulled it so far behind his back.
Yeah. Bodies are not supposed to contort like that.
But the thing is, like, what do you gain from that? You know what I'm saying? Does that what is the benefit of putting your arm that far behind your back in a fight? That is the exact opposite thing of what you're supposed to do when you fight a motherfucking nigga.
You remember when we were talking about Jokic and we were talking about, you were saying like the way you know he's not the dude you want to fight is how calm he was in the face of someone who wanted to fight him. Right. This dude is the opposite of that. He started talking shit about this goddamn motherfucking house and he let his words pull his arm behind his back. He was so fired up. He just
the nigga started stretching, nigga. Started doing calisthenics in the middle of the nigga. Get your bitch ass out of here, dog. But yeah, man. Woo.
All right, let's talk about I honestly think this dude is the funniest person who's ever been on the internet. And that's a lot of people. That's at least a billion people have been on the internet. And no one has ever made me laugh more consistently than the survivability dude. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, the videos will be down below. But this is a guy who has a business training people in, I would say,
dying,
self-defense.
And dying. He's training people in how to fucking die.
But it's allegedly like a self-defense company, but they're not really teaching you self. They're teaching you self-defense for specifically like being kidnapped at gunpoint scenarios. Not like actual put your keys in your hand, go for the eyes or the nuts, like actual self-defense techniques. But like if two people were trying to kidnap you and one of them had a rifle and one of them had a handgun, like this is how you get out of it. And every piece of advice he's given in these videos leads to you getting shot right behind the ear.
He has an Uzi, but he doesn't have fists.
What the fuck?
He doesn't know how to master angles and leverage, so you have the advantage here, actually. Listen, bro, I feel like it's a public service announcement for us to let you know that if a motherfucker has a gun right up under your chin, get that man whatever the fuck he wants. Get that man your wallet, your chain, your car, whatever. It is
your
not
skin,
worth getting clapped up.
Take your skin off and give it to that nigga, too.
Right? Bro, do not be that guy who's like, all right, I never tried this shit, but I do remember this shit that I saw on Twitter. Let me see if I can get nigga, you are going to get clapped. You are getting that clip, dog. It ain't worth it, man.
Bro,
Mr. Survivability.
If you
Mr. Diability, goddamn. Change your name.
Change your name, you liar. You are lying to the people.
You are a fraud.
You are a fucking fraud, nigga. Dog, I mean, does he have to have people sign? I don't know how this is even legal, bro. You know what I mean? If you get shot doing that shit, you deserved it. You earned it. And if he emptied the clip of you, you earned that shit, nigga. That shit is wild to me that he can do this online. Like, it's not fucking insane.
But
he
says,
no sense.
He starts all the videos with, here's how we're going to increase your survivability. You know what I mean? Like,
bro,
if you are listening to advice from Thomas Wayne Incorporated, you know, out here trying to turn your son into Batman.
Two first names.
I'm just saying, it's like, this is exactly how you create Batman, bro. Like, just give the dude your pearls, you know what I mean? And don't leave your child sitting in a fucking pool of your own blood.
That is morbid and hilarious at the same time.
But my favorite thing about these videos, the funniest shit to me, there's so many replies of people doing TikToks and stuff of, you try one of these moves and wake up in heaven, you know, 0.1 seconds later.
But what's fucked up, there's a nigga wearing an anime t-shirt right now that might try that shit, dog.
Oh, for sure.
There's a nigga who run with his arms behind his back that is like, I got the ass. When that nigga pulled a gun out, nigga. If I see the fucking sun glistening off a motherfucking weapon, nigga, take whatever you fucking want. I'll walk around butt naked. You can have everything on my body, nigga. You feel me? I go home. Take me to the ATM. You want some more, nigga? You feel me? Like, it's crazy that people want to try that shit, dog. Fuck out of here with all that shit, man.
Well, I have my own. Like you said it. Now, I do have my own survivability techniques because I have a Subway gift card in my wallet. So, you know what I mean? I'm covered. Like, you pull a gun on me. You got 2 footlongs in your face before you know what hit you.
My God, bro. I miss that pie, and I hate that. I hate that shit.
I'm frisbeeing soft cookies at you, like you don't even know what's going on.
That motherfucker really offered 3 gunmen a motherfucking sandwich.
Was that the pie you missed?
Yes. A sandwich, yeah, bread and meat, nigga.
Oh, that's right. You did the John.
Yeah, talking about the shit.
That's why
I texted,
he did it,
man.
Such a good impression. I thought you were right. There. I forgot you missed that.
Jesus, right? Jesus Christ, nigga.
But the best thing about the survivability videos is, like, did you ever play stupid shit like this with your brothers or sisters or whatever when you were a kid? You'd be like, how would you get out of this? Or like you're doing like different, like my brother and I made up our own martial arts and shit, like garabasio fu. You know what I mean? Like, and so, but he's talking exactly.
That's a long ass martial arts name. You could have said basio fu, like garabasio fu.
Yeah.
Like 12 syllables.
Hella syllables.
Well, I was actually protecting myself because what we actually called it was Mike fu, but that was like a little bit too embarrassing.
So garabasio didn't invent it. Mike invented it. Yeah. I see what.
Specifically, it was Mike Fu. But he's talking exactly like that, where he's just using like big words to try and sound like he's actually giving you a technique. He's like, if you change the angle of your leverage so that the trajectory of the gun is pointed obliquely away from you, it's like you're just saying lean back. Like,
right. Yeah, all right? Lock your back leg like Rodman did guarding Shaq. Bitch. Give them your shit, nigga. And best of luck and pray, my nigga. Jesus Christ, exactly. Nigga.
Yeah. You know, like if you're talking about increasing odds and all that shit, let me tell you something, motherfucker. Listen. There's way more robberies than murders. Most robbers do not want to catch a body. They do not want to kill you. Just give them what the fuck they want. Don't try this Jackie Chan bullshit, bro, because you are going to be one of the murders that that the robbers did not want to commit.
This is
that
not a movie bubble.
Yeah.
Me. That Jackie Chan shit wouldn't work in real life. You know what I mean? Jackie Chan will give his shit up. You know what I mean? In real life. You know what I'm saying? Please.
If someone has a gun to the bottom of your chin, do not. This guy says, lean your head back, grab the gun, pull it forward. Think of all the movement you have to do before he takes his index finger and moves it like this.
Half a fucking centimeter, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Tyler's right.
Get that motherfucker up.
The gun comes up. You're now a statistic. You could choose which statistic you would rather be. Under robbery or homicide. Keep it to robbery.
I'd much rather be the butt naked statistic. You feel what I'm saying? I'd much rather be walking home bass naked than fuck all her other shit. You feel me?
All right. A picture has surfaced. I think we've all been pretty disgusted, obviously, by the Kyle Rittenhouser trial. A picture has surfaced of his mom, and John has offered the comment that, you know, hatred takes its toll, bro.
It's hard doing the devil's work, baby. The devil breathing down the neck is going to melt your face like this motherfucker here. You feel me? Shit. This motherfucker looked like a foot formed into a fist, goddamn. Big mouth, bass ass motherfucker. I ain't never seen. Motherfucker said she looked 50. I said, when? She looked 50 in 1850, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck you talking about? This bitch look a trillion, nigga. Raising a demon is hard, nigga. Shit. She raising a demon, and God raised hell in her motherfucking face. She looked like hell. Like, bro. Shit. You see that motherfucker? 38? I'm 38. I'm 38, nigga. I'd like to be her child. Maybe her grandchild, nigga. You fucking mean? Oh, loose face ass motherfucker. Neck just swinging up on her, goddamn. What the fuck you talking about? Lord have mercy. Shit.
I'm 1 year younger than this person. And I have to say, you know, it makes me feel really good about myself to know that I'm living the clean and happy life.
Have you met our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Mrs. Rittenhouse? Because I got to pray for that motherfucking neck you got there, nigga. Shit. Good Lord.
I also love that all of the replies to this are white people in their 30s to 50s posting pictures of themselves where they also look pretty bad and old. And like, I'm only 45. And like, look at me. It's like, oh, yeah, I guess.
You look about 45, dog. Yeah, with you.
Right. I'm only 68. Shit, I would have guessed 70. But whatever.
I think I've told this on the pod before, but that was always my mom when we'd be watching football and a makeup commercial would come on or something. And it would be like, look, 10 years younger. And she would just start laughing. She'd be like, I'm going to go from 52 to 42. Whoopie fucking do.
Right. Nigga.
How much do you want? Like, can I buy more, please?
Right. You know who got a nice white man face? Adam. Adam has a younger white man face. You got kids and shit. Congratulations, Adam.
because he's a smart ass. He doesn't let motherfuckers stress him out. That's why. Right. That's the key.
A black friend of mine has a theory that all white people have either pig faces or fox faces. And Adam has a...
I thought it was fish or bird. I thought it was, and the fish are the ones that aren't as good looking, and the birds are the ones that's better looking. You know what I mean?
I think that's an internet thing. This was a friend of mine who was high in college advancing.
No,
this,
I said fish and bird in high school.
You're fish and bird.
I was at Bob Jones High School. Like, no, this is a fish or a bird. That's why I see in white people's faces.
But I think the point is it's round or it's sharp, right? I'm a round face. Adam is a sharp face, and the sharp face is a better way to look. I do share that I'm also the pig or the fish with Kyle Rittenhouse's mom, but when you have the pig fish face, you have to take care of yourself, bro, because it's more real estate. It's like if you have more land, you have to do more upkeep. You know what I mean? Like if you've got acreage, you got to make sure that the brush fire is not coming for you or whatever.
You have black friends too, Mike, like actual black friends. So I think that helps with you too. You know what I mean? With the moisturization and shit. Your wife told you to put the lotion on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. She told me to wash my legs too.
Right. You feel me?
I think we talked about that before the volume deal on the pod, that it was like, where's the washcloth, you know, in the shower? It was like, huh? The world.
One thing I learned as a young kid was when I'm going to spend the night over my white friend's joint, bring the washcloth, nigga. Yes. they put the soap right to their body, nigga.
I really thought that should only happen on commercials, bro. Oh, I did not think motherfuckers out here raw dog and soap. Like,
raw dog.
Wild to me.
Just scrub right. It's exfoliating, nigga. If you don't get the fuck out of here with that dirty ass shit, nigga. Everybody's putting that salt right to their goddamn body, nigga. Come on, man. That don't make no sense. It's not adding up, nigga. Sheesh.
The NBA is back, and one of the things I love about betting on basketball is that I'm always finding new player or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets to form a same-game parlay and score an even bigger payout. I'm very excited about this Lakers-Bulls game on Monday night. I'm a big DeMar DeRozan fan. I've known him since he was in high school. And the Lakers obviously are not playing well, so I think the Bulls are going to rip them open. So I might build a same-game parlay with the Bulls money line, DeMar over on the points, and the Bulls over on total team points. One note, look for that same-game parlay icon to know what markets are eligible for SGPs. But that's not the only reason I love betting on all the NBA action with FanDuel Sportsbook. They also have fast payouts in as little as 2 hours, easy to use and place bets there. They've got fun prop markets that can be combined into SGPs, and it's safe and secure. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet. All customers, check out FanDuel Sportsbook daily for exclusive NBA SGP-focused offers like TNT Tuesdays. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? They're also offering new users a risk-free $1,000 bet. Just sign up with promo code JNJ, and if your first bet loses, you get up to $1,000 back in site credit. That's promo code JNJ. That's J&J. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. Well, Jackson thinks that this is already the meanest segment in podcast history, but we are now going to speak ill of the dead because we have to talk about the Helicoprion. This might be the Earth has been around for billions of years. Life has been on it for a good chunk of that time. Animal life has been on it for hundreds of millions of years. This might be the ugliest animal, the stupidest looking animal that has ever been on the planet Earth. It's a shark with a wheel of teeth as its bottom jaw and a long pointy nose sticking out over the top of it. And I'm glad this motherfucker is extinct. Fuck him.
God made this motherfucker and said, oops. How you got a can opener for a motherfucking face?
It's got an alternator on his bottom lip. Like, what the fuck is that?
Catalytic converter face ass, nigga. This bitch you built like an Oldsmobile by the face, nigga. God damn, shit.
Because Mike sent us the text of like some paleontologist was like, this is a fossil of the tooth of the motherfucking blah blah blah, and I was like, oh, this shit, this motherfucker was probably terrifying looking. Like, I was, you know, I had goddamn formulated a picture in my mind of a dude, of a shark with like, you know, fucking 10 of these in his mouth, you know what I'm saying? Then they showed that goofy bitch with that shit on his bottom lip. I was like, look at this dumb motherfucker. he did not inspire any fear at all. And they said that shit is to what, like, for him to like crack fucking crustaceans open. So this bitch was just putting crabs on a fucking conveyor belt in his mouth. That bitch is disgusting.
You a nasty little bitch.
You a nasty motherfucker. You a nasty motherfucker. And you look stupid too.
Your soul is
you're
ugly,
stupid
nigga.
And nasty.
Stupid, nasty, and musty, nigga. Can opener face ass fuck, nigga. Golly. I would laugh if that motherfucker killed me. I'd die with a smile on my face, nigga. It would come at me, I'd be like, ah, you ugly bitch. That'd be the last thing to come out my face. Damn, you ugly nigga. That's why I was so mad all the time. Motherfucker, fuck that shit, dog. I can't believe that even existed. Shit that be underwater, nigga. Like, shit that be, like, in the deep, dark ass shit. That shit be ugly, dog. It's supposed to be in the dark, nigga. Sheesh.
Helicoprion has been in dinosaur heaven for 220 million years. I had no idea what was coming for it today.
He
fuck
got
you.
Something for our ass when we in afterlife. He got, I got something. You call me here.
Now what? I'm not going to go in the water.
He going to YIE auto us to death with his fucking mouth.
He's going to be in the. He's gonna be in dinosaur heaven's water thrashing around trying to get to us. Right. And we're going to be standing 4 inches away on land laughing at him.
You ugly as a motherfucker firing that motherfucker
nothing he could
up,
do.
Nigga.
Nothing right, he could do. Right. How do you have a shelf to crack crabs on the bottom of your face? That's so nasty.
That's wild. That's so dumb, bro. Nigga. That is so weird. You are weird, my nigga. God was playing around with your ass, nigga. I'd be mad as hell if God played around with my face, nigga. Don't. He looked like a test. You know what I mean? Let me see what I can do. You know what I mean? Sheesh.
But it is. Tyler's exactly right. The fossil of his teeth. It looks like who is the dude that was on the wheels in Twisted Metal?
I know you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But it's like that. It's like it's all spikes and it's like a big circle and you're like, ooh.
Ooh, this motherfucker like, gonna be cold.
Damn,
oh
like,
shit!
Yeah, and then
this
you look
gonna
at
be hard
it's
as
just,
fuck.
It's like, oh, they just they stuck this on front of a regular size shark.
he's a this nigga. This is that nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this the nigga that killed you? Weird ass nigga.
All right.
Jeez.
There's your
booger
boys of the your booger boys
boy marathon
of the month. Right. The old timey punch guy. I don't even. The Cockback King? What do we call that dude?
Cockback
I don't even
King.
Know.
Cockback.
Can we talk about the rock song? No. Can
this
we talk
hold
about
on.
That?
Okay. This. I want to put a poll up of our Booger Boys. The survivability expert, Kyle Rittenhouser's mom, and the Helicoprion. This a head-to-head battle for the boogeriest of all.
Good luck to them all. Wish you the best of luck.
All right. You want to talk about your new favorite rap song?
Mike, no, that's your favorite rap song. I thought you were going to rap the first verse for us. Tyler, didn't he say he was?
He did.
Remember that?
He
said in the group chat.
He said he loved that song and he couldn't wait to perform it for us.
He said, this is the best content we've ever gotten in the group chat. Are you fucking crazy? It's the number one song in the nation, guys. What's wild to me is, how can you jerry-rig a system so badly where that's the number one song? And I told you in the group chat, when you use the word devour in a verse, it's always bad. Like you've always, you know what I'm saying, you missed the plot, you jumped the shark, you know what I'm saying? You jumped the Caprion. You know, Caprion, whatever the fuck it is. I call that motherfucker Decathlon. You jumped the Decathlon. Fuck that shark, nigga. And its name, too.
So we're talking about that weak-ass song that The Rock made, and that shit's the number one single in the country right now? Is it really?
Number one rap song in the nation, God. Bro. Every hour we devour, you know what I'm saying? Lions over sheep, nigga, what you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, dog, it is the worst song I've ever heard. I mean, probably it's top. It's, I mean, it's like, dude, when the Rock's rapping, like, it's so stiff because he's an action figure. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, the words look like they struggle coming out of his mouth, dog. Like, it's so bad. But it's just so weird how a song that bad can be jerry-rigged to be the number one song. Like, because The Rock jumped on it and said some, you know, he'll devour you every hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's one of those, I devour every hour with the power that I power. It's one of them rappers. Right. That shit weak as fuck.
Have y'all ever, I'm serious. I had this theory, like, as a kid, that number 7 and 11 on albums is always good. And it was pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. Like, 98% of the time, I think the number 7 and 11 were pretty good songs. I feel like the word devour is never in good songs too. Like, once I hear devour, I'm like, bitch, shut up. Like, devour, like, you, nobody's devouring anything. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's devoured anything since like 1923. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we should stop even using that fucking word, bro. But yeah, like, devour in rap songs. Are you looking it up, Mike, to see if like devour is in good rap songs?
No.
You say no, definitely not.
I was looking up the full lyrics of America's number one
Mike,
rap song.
Mike.
What?
What are the lyrics?
Huh?
What are the lyrics? What are the lyrics?
Yeah, I'm not saying
poetically. You can say it poetically. You can say it poetically. Nope. Come on. Mike.
It's too
Mikael,
close.
My
no,
friend.
You pressed me too hard. You tried to get me to do something I didn't want to do, and you didn't even offer me any money to do it.
You know what was really bad about it? I went white man with it. What would I have to do to make you think about it? I did that specifically to annoy you.
John
how much
wanted
money
me to
make
rap
you
this
think
song
about it?
To open the podcast so badly.
So bad. And I actually wanted you to do it with your hat backwards. But I'm like, we're going too far.
You asked me when I was on the Poly football sideline. So I was connected to my true power source. And I was like, this man could never make me do this. If you put the gun to my head, my survivability is zero. Because I'm not doing it.
What amount of money, though? Seriously. Mike, we all said we'd suck a dick down to the bone. For a certain amount of money. You would suck a dick down to the bone before you rap this song, nigga.
Well, no one's filming that, right? Like, my grandkids are never going to look that
Mikael
in the face. You know what I mean? Right. I'm not. No, that's a lineage spoiler, bro. I'm not rapping a rock,
your super
rock
head,
song on that.
Saying you're superhead and seeing that somebody's superhead is very different.
Well, I'm just not going to talk about it. You know what I mean? Where'd you get the money? I kill someone. You know what I mean? I'm an oil baron. Like,
right. Don't ask the motherfucking questions. You want the motherfucking Georges, don't you, nigga? You want that Tessie, don't you? You want the Tesla, you're going to shut the fuck up and just take this money, nigga. Did you really suck a dick down to the bone, granddad? Write that nigga out your will. You're a goner.
Oh shit.
But I still would suck a dick down to the bone for a Billy. You can definitely. Oh yeah.
I think Tyler and I's number was higher than that, was it not? For a million, bro?
I said a Billy.
I said a Billy. I didn't say
a
million.
Oh, you said a Billy. I was about to say a Milly. Yeah, a Billy.
I was watching
Succession. Yeah, a billion, absolutely.
I was watching Succession, and they were talking about, like, this dude was talking about he get $5 million in, like, you know, like, if so-and-so died in the will. And they were saying $5 million is a bad number. You're the poorest rich man in the world. You know what I mean? It's nothing's worth working, but you're still not rich enough to, like, be good forever. You know what I mean? So it would have to be more than that, for sure. That'd be more than five. And that made a lot of sense. Like,
$5 million for me is more than enough because how I didn't I live, know, but I can't consider myself rich though. Obviously,
are you caught up on Succession? I didn't know you watched that.
I'm not caught up. I'm in and out with it. You know, Rather, what happens is I introduce Rather to shows, and yeah. then Rather just fucking takes off with the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Ted Lasso and all that shit. So she's taking off, and I'm kind of like in and out. You know what I mean?
Char and I love that show.
It's fire.
If you enjoy Greg laughing at white people, like, it is
rich,
the best. You
weirdo
know what I mean?
White yes. people. Yeah, yeah.
As long as you understand that the show is a comedy, you know what
yeah,
I mean? It's
exactly,
like, you're just supposed
right.
to be laughing at all these dudes. Like.
Right, right. it feels serious, but it's more like, you know, Parks and Recreation. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like actually one of the funniest shows I think I've ever, like, the shit that they say on that show is so funny, and the way that every single character's actual life ambitions gets a Curb Your Enthusiasm end
right,
of show
right,
theme
right,
song
right.
in every episode.
There's nothing harder in the world than being rich and actually cool. You know what I mean? I feel like filthy rich kids are the lamest motherfuckers on the planet, and they can't even help it. You know what I mean? Like if you're cool and like fucking like, and filthy rich, you're the most abnormal human on the planet. Like, you're just automatically weird when you live that type of life. You know what I'm saying?
That's why when people talk about, like, what's the obsession with celebrities and whatever else, it's like, because celebrities or musicians or athletes are the only rich people that it's like worth following. Like, you know, like Chris Rock talked about everyone else in his super rich neighborhood being like dentists or lawyers or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Boring. You know what I mean?
And the kid's gonna be weak.
It's like, oh, how'd you make your money? Negotiating settlements for British Petroleum
right.
after an oil spill. Like, cool, bro. You know what I mean? No, thank
Enjoy
you.
That, I guess.
No, thank you. Yeah. All right, John, Tyler, you wanted to have kind of a music segment with a grab bag here. You want to talk about Kendrick dressing up?
We got
to
talk about Kendrick. Looking more like Erykah Badu than Erykah Badu. I want to say this about Kendrick. I think Kendrick has a chance to be the GOAT. I think he has, based upon what he's done so far. Mm-hmm. He has a chance of being a GOAT. I feel like it'll be a weird turn, and it'll ruin it, though. You know what I mean? Before he actually, like, grabs it. And I think it's starting already. He's calling himself Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? He's dressing like fucking Erykah Badu, my nigga. Like, I don't know, my boy. Like, it's starting to get a little weirder than I think it should. But I think I love Kendrick, and also that verse when he on Baby Keem. I know everybody was like, oh, this is Kendrick. But I think a lot of it was because it was Kendrick. Like, if somebody else would have said that shit, if Big Sean would have said that shit, would have fired his ass up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't.
If Big Sean had that bar, rap and show my ass, I'm like Megan or whatever, Kendrick said, internet would have ate Big Sean.
They
would
have ate that nigga up. You know what I'm saying? So I think he kind of, you know, but walking around with that drapey ass motherfucking shit on. What are you, Frankie Beverly, nigga? You put some fucking regular clothes on. I know it's art. I know it's art. You know what I mean? I get that. He's an artist. But I think he kind of going a little farther left. I wonder what this album's going to look like. But I mean, I heard it was a hell of a show. But it's also great internet content. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, Kendrick was always, you know, weird by design. You know, he would do the, you know, the fucking helium voice alien type shit and all that shit, right? Like he always kind of weave that shit into his music.
But he did it in cool nigga clothes. Now he's looking like his music.
Yeah, I was
you
gonna say that motherfucking
mean?
Outfit that I saw. I was like, oh, buddy, I'm concerned. I don't know.
This nigga dressed like Bilal, nigga. You a neo soul artist out here, motherfucker? Relax, man. That motherfucking drapey ass shit. It's crazy. What's weird about, I think, like I said, I think it could be the GOAT. And it's weird because, like, he's had, like, three really good albums, right? And, like, the numbers aren't crazy at all. He's on his fourth, right? This will be his fourth album, or this will be his...
If you consider
Section 80, he's had four already then.
It's Section 80, Good Kid, Mad City. What's the shit?
To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah, To Pimp a Butterfly and Damn.
Damn. Yeah, so he's had four. And they've been stellar albums, and the numbers are great. What's wildest, I think, of Freddie Gibbs, I think he's the best rapper in the world right now. He's nowhere near in the GOAT conversation because he doesn't have the numbers. But he's on an all-time four-album run to me. You know what I mean? And, like, you can't even consider him in that just because of the numbers themselves. So fuck these systems anyway. But I do think Kendrick, based upon numbers and like the quality of music, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to make really good music that popular. And he's found a way to do that, you know what I'm saying? So I think he has a chance, but like I said, I think he's going to take that left too early.
especially for his era. Like, when you look at his era, Drake has been the king of this era, no question.
For sure.
And, and Drake is pop. He, you know, he is pop as fuck, and Kendrick
that
is
nigga's
not,
Madonna.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, Drake and Kendrick have been the 1A, 1B guys of this era. You know what I'm saying? And they are just on two different ends of rap music, two different spectrums, ends of the spectrum on that shit. So, yeah, it's an interesting trajectory that Kendrick is on. And we'll see how it pans out with this next album.
Don't be a trajectory ass nigga, man. We are anti-trajectory over here, you feel what I'm saying?
But, yeah, I feel like when you think of Drake, do you think of – do you think he has a run? I mean, I obviously talk about like GOAT, but I think it more involves numbers than music. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When we talk about Kendrick, we talk about music and numbers together. And I think that's what's important with the GOAT conversation. That's why I think about Drake. I think he's the best at what he did. His numbers are fucking stellar. But I don't think of him like in like top three, top four conversations. And maybe that's showing my age. I know there's kids that be like, shut the fuck up, bitch ass nigga. Mm-hmm. And they probably right. You know what I'm saying? They're
there's
probably
kids
right,
in high
you know
school
I mean?
This year in Long Beach who went dressed for Halloween as the Certified Lover Boy album cover. And how long has Drake been popular for?
Yeah, that's the one thing where when you're talking GOAT conversations that Drake, like, you know, Jay-Z said on the fucking Black Album, which dropped fucking 18 years ago today to bring this shit full circle. Nobody's ever been this good. Yeah, we old as fuck. So Jay said, nobody's ever been this good for this long. You know, that was him saying, I'm the GOAT because of that. And
he was
and
what,
Jay,
10 years in at that point? 10 years?
Not
15?
Even. 96. 96 was Reasonable Doubt. And Black Album
was
2003.
Okay. Wow.
So that was 7 years. Drake has been the, like, the Drake verse has been the most sought out
09.
Verse for, like, yes, it's like 09. For, like, 12 years now. Drake has been on top of this rap shit for, like, 12 years now. So that's where Drake has a case for the GOAT, is if you go on who's been hottest for longest. And Drake got that by
with young
mile.
People. You know what I mean? With like a full generation of it. That does not happen in rap ever.
It doesn't.
He's been alive as long as Twitter has been alive, as far as like the pop in his nigga. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's some, bro, all of Twitter, he's been the nigga. You know what I mean? And Twitter's for like most people, I mean, for like young people, that feel like it's been around their whole life probably.
Twitter is the fucking evening news on CBS at 6 o'clock to most kids in high school, unless they're trying to promote themselves as athletes or artists or whatever, yes.
And he's front page of that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, for fucking 12 years. So, I mean, I respect the fuck out of it, but when I think of, you know, GOAT shit, you know, I don't think of his music as much. I think of staying power and numbers. When I think of GOAT shit for the GOATs that I look at, it's some music, you know what I'm saying, as well as the numbers. And so, you know, I think staying power and shit like that is all fire. And, you know, you make a ton of money doing that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not talking about that when I'm talking about the best rappers. You know, he's you know what I'm saying? Or best artist, you know what I'm saying? So,
I feel you. Anyway. Did you want to talk about the Wayne verse?
I mean, we didn't have to talk about that. But I do want to say this. It's just, I was listening to West Side Gunn, you know what I mean? Like, first off, grown man rap, my God.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just, you know what I mean?
I'm showing up to, like, Griselda events as, like, a 17-year-old fangirl at this point. Like, yes.
Of us need to make that trip. We all need to make that trip and just sit in the back, obviously. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Do old nigga shit. Don't jump up there. You know, we don't need to do all that. Yeah. Actually, we probably should just get in the balcony, nigga, and just kind of just sit down and watch.
We need a box.
You know, get a nice cozy seat.
Yeah.
Get a nice cozy seat and tap our foot, you know, to the
exactly. You know what I mean? This is some good old-fashioned rap music. You know what I mean? But no, like, first
rap the way it's supposed to be.
But it's really, man, that's how I do feel. But anyway, and you know, I'm a yeah ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Mumble rap ass loving ass nigga. But this is rap to me. You feel me? But like, yeah, see, he's getting these old like Jada Kiss and all these, and they just bullying each other. You know what I'm saying? And like, to see Wayne at this age, two dreads left on his fucking head, still deep, that nigga, both dreads in his hands and on his head, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? He in the booth with dread fall out, you know what I'm saying? And he rapping like a motherfucker, still bullying niggas. This year, he's been one of them niggas, like back in the day, you kind of scared jumping on a track with Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we've said this, like, with Freddie Gibbs, there's rappers that just, you know what I'm saying? Even your boy this year, what's your boy name? He was on a joint with Drake, Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Chicago rapper. you know, blonde hair. You know what I'm talking about,
oh,
man.
Dirk
is a nigga that make it. He's for the, with the young niggas. He jump on a joint. That song is his. You feel me?
Right.
And Wayne was one of them niggas. You know what I'm saying? He's still doing it now. We're like that Wayne verse is like woo wee bubble. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you really want to put that? You know what I'm saying, on your shit? What this is damn near 20 years in? I was fucking 16 when Wayne came out. Nigga, that's over 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Wayne been a scary nigga on verses. And then fuck his politics, nigga, all the way. But when it comes to this rapping shit, that motherfucker, woo, I'm listening to that shit. I'm like, damn. Anyway, thank God for Griselda. So I love it, you know what I'm saying? Weigh it with it, you know what I'm saying? Water, weighing it wet ass rap. You know what I mean? I love me some of that shit, you know what I mean? More drugs and rap, please. More violence.
The only thing on Griselda, I wish we could remove the Hitler obsession from West Side Gun, bro. Yeah. God, that would be so great to not be like scrolling through the albums on his artist page like, let me cover the screen when I have this Hitler ass fucking album title. Bro. Right, right.
Yeah. You talk about the Hitler Wears Hermes fucking mixtape collection. But he said that he got that title because he was high one day watching The Devil Wears Prada, and then he kind of made that his own shit. So he is kind of sort of calling Hitler the devil, I guess, but that shit's still weird. But that should be heat, though. It be heat.
Yeah, it does.
I got a question. Who's, to me, Freddie Gibbs is the best rapper in the world. Who's better, Benny or Freddie?
Freddie.
I think so, too. But it's, and to me, I don't even know if it's super, super close.
Head says Freddie. But Heart Benny, says, Benny, right to me, is like my favorite rapper that's come. Favorite, like most likely to listen to. If I'm having a good day and I want to keep having a good day, if I'm having a bad day and I want to have a good day, Benny.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I tweeted like, you know, Freddie's the best rapper in the world. When you see the list of motherfuckers he's working with on his new album, did y'all see that shit?
Yeah, that producer list is crazy.
I mean, I wonder how cohesive it's going to be. I think it will be because his albums, I mean, if he's staying with the same formula, I think it will be. He'll figure out a way to make it work. But, dog, I mean, to me, I'm thinking, like, he's going to have these niggas bad. Now, nigga, that's the Avengers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy. But, yeah, I think it's Freddie. But, goddamn, Benny is a motherfucking animal, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Benny's a monster. I think it's kind of, here's where Freddie wins out to me. Is Freddie is just so technically sound. He's just someone who is just relentless. He's going to hop in on the beat and just murder it. Super crystal clear. Ridiculous breath control. He's going to squeeze fucking, you know, 1,000 words in his verse. And it's all going to be crystal clear. And there's not going to be a word or a syllable wasted. Just super efficient. Benny is kind of on the other hand where, you know, he's going to say some hard shit. He's going to let it breathe a little bit for it to hit you. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of a difference in the cadence and in the way they approach their verses. But, yeah, Benny a bad motherfucker too. But Freddie wins it by a nose for me.
Freddie's just so sharp. Samurai sword sharp. Yeah. Hideki Hanzo sharp with it. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like he really, really been in the fire perfecting this shit for a long time, obsessed with this shit, and came out and was like, here, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Once that motherfucker was, woo, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel. I think Benny is incredible. You know what I'm saying? Don't take shit away from that motherfucker. Whenever he get on that bitch, he crazy. I think another nigga that's scary to get on is motherfucking Boldy James. You know what I'm saying? When Boldy jump on that bitch, you better have your shit together. You know, dot your I's, cross your T's, button every button on your motherfucking shirt. You know what I'm saying? You better buckle up, baby. Because Boldy don't ever waste a verse. He don't ever waste a motherfucking bar. He coming with that shit every time. And that voice, nigga. Whew, like he got a voice that was like Ron was made to play basketball, nigga. Or just be an athlete. Boldy was made to rap, nigga. With his mind and that motherfucking voice, you know what I'm saying? Come on. Boldy is a motherfucking animal, dog.
Yeah. He got that fucking, that nasally voice. Like, yeah, this motherfucker was really out in these streets grinding in the cold. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got that type of shit with his voice, man.
He got his allergies acting up. You know what I'm saying? This nigga was really outside. You know what I'm saying? There's proof of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He's taking that Allegra. You can hear it in his voice, nigga. You know what I mean? As a nigga with allergies, you know what I'm saying?
So,
but yeah, that motherfucker crazy.
Am I the only person who's leaned into being old hard enough to have listened to the Silk Sonic album 5 times this weekend?
I haven't peeked it yet. That's probably going to be on my agenda today. You know,
the children are cleaning our house to it as we speak, Tyler.
Really?
Oh, wow.
All you can hear it in the background.
Well, it's just like, it's a perfect, like, I feel like, you know, you're old and you're listening to old music when you want to listen to it Saturday night, right? You're enjoying a nice night in with your wife. And then Sunday morning, you put it on and tell the kids, you go clean the living room up. You know what I mean? And it's the same music, but with just a slightly different angle on it based on if it's Saturday night or Sunday morning.
I've been on that Mick Jenkins, bro. I've been on that Mick Jenkins Too Tough. This is, I mean, when he came out with Waters, I think in like 2014, it was super fire. And he kind of had like some, you know, some good songs, but not a good project. This is the first project I'm like, okay, Mick, this gives me the same type of vibe. That Mick and also that Smino. I've been playing the fuck out that motherfucking Smino. I'm gonna get to that Silk Sonic though eventually though. It's gonna take a little minute for me though. I'm on a old man rap. Fucking,
it's the old man. I mean? It's the old man. It's like, I've been in the car a lot this weekend. I've been listening to it. It's 30 minutes long, which I love. Like, I'm just perfect. I'm a huge 30 perfect. Minute album fan at this point.
Yeah, we ain't on that No Limit shit. We don't need 27 songs on a fucking album, nigga. It don't got to be a fucking jersey number, no football jersey number. You know, a fucking album songs. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah.
Do we want to close out by talking about the gentleman who attended the show? And
oh, I forgot about that.
Taped the can
I can't
to
believe
his head.
I forgot about that.
And proceeded to get pissed on by the lead singer of the band. And I'm going to be honest with you. This is a group chat episode. I don't know what is happening in this video clip. I know that Tyler I Am tweeted it out. But it's a man who went to a show with the intention of getting peed on by the lead singer of this band. And then did. He achieved his goal. And she must have drunk 2 gallons of water before the show.
Jesus Christ. She couldn't wait to pee on a nigga. I can't wait to pee on a motherfucker. I don't know who the fuck she is. I don't know who the fuck that nigga on the stage is. You know what I'm saying? I don't know anybody in the motherfucking crowd, but fuck everybody and fuck the nigga that recorded that shit too. That is some wild ass shit. And it's so weird that that happened at a concert with people we don't know who the fuck they are. Like, you let a nigga that no, like that 3 people know who that person is pee on you? Like, at least get 15. Let's at least have 15 fans. You
like,
know,
it wasn't Rihanna.
Three,
like,
right. Rihanna. Nigga, Rihanna could. She could let one come out the other end on me on camera. You feel me? Hey, nigga, fuck it. It's
Rihanna. You're a father, John.
I am a father, but I'm also honest, nigga. I'm still me, nigga. Just got a different perspective, but I'm still me, motherfucker. Rihanna can shit on a nigga if she wanna shit on a nigga. I can be the nigga she shit on, you feel me? I'll be that nigga, you feel me? For the rest of my life, nigga. But dog, but yeah, but also Rihanna got 1 billion fans. She has a huge chunk of the world, as you know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't be the only nigga to let Rihanna shit on me. He might be the only person to let that motherfucker pee on him. You know what I mean? Nobody else would sign up for that shit. You know what I mean? That's some weird ass shit.
That motherfucker had the can glued to his fucking head. Like, he's that man
was angled.
That man sat down at a table and glued a can to his head and got in a car and drove with a can glued to his head to this fucking concert to get peed on. What the fuck?
And she said yes. And she said, like, everybody involved is wild, bro. Because think about this. You on stage, you a singer and all this shit, and somebody asked for you to pee on them, get this motherfucker away from me, please. Kick that motherfucker out, you know what I'm saying, out of this venue. I am scared. She was like, well, what the hell? Hop on stage. Let's do it on camera.
It felt like a Nickelodeon, wild. Like a Guts, like a Double Dare competition. You know what I mean? Like, the can on the head is like a, like, didn't they used to do shit? You know what I mean? It's like,
hell
you
yeah.
Feel the, like, but just with pee for some reason, bro. Like, I don't know.
What drugs you think were involved in this? What
I
drugs?
Hope.
Homie looked very clear headed. I don't even.
I have
like,
to
sometimes
agree.
Motherfuckers. Yeah, he looked very clear headed. Sometimes motherfuckers are so on the other end or so weird that they don't even need substances. Like, that's just who they are, dog. You know what I'm saying? I think he's one of those guys.
Because that can is glued in the center vertically and horizontally of his forehead. Like, he looked in the mirror
well
with clear eyes when he glued that shit. Yeah.
He measured that shit with a protractor. Like, let me get the angles right. You know what I mean? Geometrically perfect. He used the Pythagorean theorem to fucking put that motherfucker on his head, nigga. Jesus Christ, man.
All right. The pod is an hour long, and I think we have too much respect for Marcus Thompson's dynasties to discuss it at this juncture. So I'm gonna say we will, for the second straight episode, we talked about too much stupid other shit to finish it. We will finish the book on Thursday's pod for sure. So come back for that one. Hey, if you like the pod, this is the pod. And if you did not like this pod, I don't know, bro.
This might not be the pod for you. You know what I mean?
All right. We'll see you guys on Thursday. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.